Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. Friends, today we are going to be reflecting on a gospel reading from John's Gospel in chapter 8, starting right in verse 1. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and he taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman, so what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and he said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the one to throw a stone at her." Again, he bent down and wrote on the ground, and in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin any more." Friends, this reading from John's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 1 to 11, it's probably one of the most well-known readings in Jesus's life. It's this beautiful, merciful experience where he treats the woman caught in the very act of adultery with a supernatural grace, right? A grace that she didn't likely deserve. I couldn't even try to count the number of times that I've seen these verses interpreted differently, right? If you are a fan of the Chosen series, this verse was highlighted in the very first episode of the first season. It's worth a watch if you haven't. Chosen takes a new look at the stories of Scripture in a way that's compelling and cinematically beautiful and engaging for your whole family. So that's a little plug for Chosen. We see different perspectives on this, different theological viewpoints. I want to pull out something really simple today, okay? Clearly, the Pharisees, whether they were acting in a place of purity of heart or not, arguably not, right? To catch someone in the act of adultery, you had to probably perform some kind of a stakeout or expose yourself to this act, right? They caught this woman in the middle of the act of adultery and they pull her out to stone her according to the law. What's the moral of the story here is ultimately Jesus extends mercy, right? A mercy that presumably is undeserved. Like we, undeserved of God's mercy, beg for every day. We find ourselves, whether we've been in a similar situation to this woman or whether we've been in similarly compromising situations as appropriate to our state in life. What can we depend on when we depend upon the Lord? We can depend on mercy, a mercy that's not able to be earned, a mercy that goes beyond our ability to understand or expect or anticipate or even really ask for. The woman knows that she's wrong. She doesn't try to make a case for herself. But Jesus looks at her with eyes of pity and eyes of mercy and eyes of love. We would do well not to put ourselves in a place of self-deprecation, of putting ourselves on trial, right? It doesn't do very well. Why? Because Jesus breaks the norm. Remember in today's reading, the Pharisees came to test him, in his moral conviction. Jesus surpasses, he supersedes moral standing. He supersedes moral conviction. Jesus operates on another level. And the good news, friends, is that the way that Jesus operates is a way that we can depend on. We can depend on the mercy of Jesus time and time again. You can sure bet that whether it's your brightest day or your worst day, when we return to him, he's not going to push us away. Thanks for joining us this morning. Have an amazing day and run to Jesus in prayer, especially if your heart is heavy burdened and in need of his mercy. God bless.